The following show is brought to you by MTN Business. Everywhere you go, MTN.
The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by SAICA. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
Welcome to the Big Small Business Show, the show for all our fantastic entrepreneurs out there who are doing incredible things in our economy and are actually connecting parts of the economy as buyers and sellers and middle people. And one of those middle people is in studio with us today. Well, it's not actually a person, it's an app, so to speak, but that app has been built by Brian Makwaba from Vuleka. The purpose of the Vuleka platform is to be the middleman between the spaza shop owner and the product suppliers making use of that app. Let's have a look.
Vuleka is an e-commerce and a last mile distribution platform for informal traders. It digitizes the ordering and delivery process by connecting informal business owners with the consumer goods manufacturers that sell the goods and provide credit to these businesses. This business was founded when co-founder Brian Makwaba and his business partner saw a gap in the market.
What led us to start the business was that we had a marketing company previously, and this marketing company was taking FMCG products into the township space. But every time that we got into the, or we got a new product to try and get into the space, we'd find that the spaza shop is closed or that there's a new owner of that shop. And we then found out that they were having a couple of problems. One was access to products at a price that would make sense. And the second was access to financial services or credit in this case. So we started this as an extension of our marketing business the first time, and then it ended up becoming a platform on its own about 4 years ago.
The business currently has 13 employees and hires subcontractors. Overcoming many challenges along the way, Brian and his business partner aim at taking this business to the next level.
So the next step that we would like to take the business into is expansion or scaling. So we're currently only in one region, being in Gauteng. We're looking at expanding into other regions. That means we have to go and set up distribution centers there and get staff that would work there, as well as recruit shop owners within those spaces.
To facilitate their goal of expansion, Brian seeks guidance from Alan.
The guidance that we're looking for is on how it is that we scale the business, firstly into different regions and secondly into different type of customers as well.
Welcome, Brian.
Thank you very much.
So I'm glad I saw that clip. So from what I understand now, that you are actually distributing, because I couldn't understand the question up front in terms of moving to other regions, but yes. I understand because an app is online, it can be anywhere.
Yes.
Right. But what you're saying now is actually the app, you're buying in from the suppliers. You're holding stock and then you're distributing from there, so they're buying from you.
Yes, so we are aggregating their orders,
yes,
through the app. So the technology essentially just helps us to digitize the process.
Right.
And then we're buying the stock in, we warehouse, and then we do the last mile distribution.
Okay, that makes sense now. So the issue now is that the question that you're asking is around opening up in other regions.
Yes, so we're currently only in Gauteng and we're looking at going into other areas, and then how do we do that, because it looks like it's a bit asset heavy if we have to go and open up the distribution centers, and not only that, then have the last mile distribution like logistics arm of it.
And are you doing that distribution or are you using third parties?
So currently we're doing the distribution ourselves. The biggest issue that we found with using third parties is this, who owns the stock in the process, firstly. And secondly, because these are cash businesses, one has to collect cash after the delivery.
Okay, so you are collecting that cash
now.
Okay, which obviously is not ideal.
Yeah.
All right. But I suppose that's the market pain. That's the opportunity. Is that not? It's problematic for other people.
For everyone else, yes.
All right. So just coming back to, I just want to understand the model a bit more. So, if there was a distributor who collected cash, there is no logistics business that collects cash.
So currently, no. That. Or none that we know of. If there was a distributor that collected cash, that would be at least minus one issue or problem that we've got.
Yeah.
I mean, we have looked at ways in which we can digitize the payment process.
Yes.
And in that way, we can. What we do is that we just have the distribution points, and then people can collect the stock from there and take it out. We've worked in this previously in Alex, where we got guys who had their own vans.
Yeah.
That would come and take the stock from us and then go in and distribute to the shops. Then one of our guys would go and collect the cash afterwards, but it's also quite a risk.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about scale and trying to scale all these pieces, and that's why I'm trying to remove. So if I asked you, Brian, the where Vuleka, where your core competence lies, is it the collation of multiple orders? In other words, you're aggregating that order for 50 or 100 spaza shops.
Yes.
And understanding the buying patterns, is that the core competence? Is it the distribution? And you're better at distributing and collecting cash than anyone else? Or is it the warehousing of the stuff? Where is your core competence?
So our core competence would be in the actual, in getting the goods or the aggregation part of getting the goods and understanding those buying patterns firstly, and then using that data to then provide or build profiles for the shop owners, and we're giving them credit now after that.
And how do you get your shop owner? Have you got a sales force that goes out there and says, you know, get onto Vuleka?
That's right. So we hire people that live within those areas that go out, and then one, they take the orders on behalf of the shop owners if maybe they can't use the app, if they cry about data, if they cry about the fact that they're not tax savvy. So we have the sales force that stays within there. So when we get into an area, the first thing that we do is that we hire the youth from there that go out and become our sales force.
Okay. So it's time for me to speak now and to give you some things to think about. You know, it's thinking about scale, and that's really the thing that I'm trying to, the lens by which I'm trying to listen to the problem, is not about what's the business issue, what's the scale issue right now. So to me, for me, I think if I were you, I would be thinking about what is my core competency, what is it? And aiming over time to hone in and only do that one thing. So it sounds like you've got some tech which is evolving. I'm sure as you're learning, it's becoming a little bit more sophisticated. The algorithms that are starting to be embedded, you're starting to get better and better at that. To me, it'd be a shame to lose that piece in your expansion. So for me, I right now, before you expand, and I know you've got the opportunities that you mentioned in the conversation before this that were going to allow you to scale, but to get that core technology 100% ready for scale, because we can solve all the other problems perhaps, which I think is going to be difficult, but if you do all that and then the thing that is most critical doesn't scale, you know, your databases aren't set up properly, you know, all the techie stuff, if that's not all done and the whole thing expands and then your software crashes, that's the end of you. You don't have a second chance. So that, to me, is first focus there before you solve the other problems. The second thing that I would focus on is not holding stock. You do not want to hold stock. For as much as you can, I'm involved in a business, it's not in the spaza space, but in a similar conceptual space to this. And the first thing that we did was make sure that we dropped the SKUs down to, like that 80-20 rule, that we dropped the SKUs down to, we held stock of only the fastest of the fast-moving consumer goods, not the whole, and then you have almost a drop shipping, sort of drop shipping kind of model where they distribute and drop off the goods in a certain place. And if not, then you've got arrangements that they drop ship to you and then you'd on distribute. And that on that last mile distribution, that you want to outsource that as much as you can. The logistics, the insurance, as you scale, that becomes more and more of a nightmare, because as you get more and more vehicles, now you're going to have more and more accidents, more and more insurance issues, more and more hijacking, more and more theft, more and more of that. You want to come back to doing what you said. That's why I asked the question, where's your core competency? You want to land up doing your core competency. So to me, I'd spend my 90% of my time thinking about how I can outsource those pieces and build those pieces out, because that's going to, you'll just keep tripping up against your first expansion. You'll go into a new market. Now you're there, and while your eye's there, your eye's not here. And so now this starts to fall apart. And you'll fall into a classic situation of that when you scale, you fail. Okay, that's the saying, that when you scale, you fail. And there's only just, this is an interesting statistics out of America. Only 3.6% of companies in the USA, 3.6% do over $1 million revenue. In other words, 15 million rand thereabout. Okay, there's a reason for that. The complexity brings them to a grinding halt. They just have too many issues and they just deal with putting out fires. That's why I'm saying simplify, go back to what you're good at, which is the tech, and start thinking about how you outsource these things and go and do the deals with the funders, etc. I think that's clever. But the other stuff, just be, you know, everyone can plug into your model. That's where how I would build. I mean, we're trying to solve this problem in 5 minutes, but I think I'm trying to give you the headline of the thinking, that where you should be thinking. That's it. I hope that gives you something to think about.
No, it does. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back straight after this.